America's Termination. In 2019, I wrote a biblical book citing God's opinions on injustices in America, and the ensuing consequences I saw coming. I will release the entire book through a number of blogs to follow. The injustices which I mentioned were the school's curricula, the media's bias, and the false attacks upon our president. I declared God's displeasure over these injustices, and explained His way of dealing with them in the past, through the first nation that He chose to use, Israel. I used the example of Korah's rebellion, and the plague which followed, which began killing the people in their nation. I declared that a similar judgment was coming to America shortly to show God's displeasure. I then went on to explain how Israel's rebellion damaged God's protection, allowing their enemy to hurt them, and showing how our entire nation allowed O.J. Simpson to slaughter Nicole Simpson and Ron Goldman without any judgment, and implied that 9/11 was a result of it. I used the example of Cain and Abel, and declared that Ron and Nicole's blood was crying out to God for justice as Abel's was. Within 6 months from releasing that, our enemy China created a virus that seems to be killing people in our nation, uncanny coincidence. I also declared in that book, the BLM to be the next Black Panther movement. I explained Farrakhan's principles, their disrespect to our great nation, and their standing with the LGBTQ against the Boston Hetero March, shouting obscenities all day. Again, I declared in 2019 that shortly we would see a duplication of the LA riots all across the nation by this new Black Panther movement. Within 8 months from releasing that, we all saw it materialize, and once again my worst fears were realized. I must have seen it coming, right? In May of 2020, I began videoing Christian messages and posting them on Facebook and YouTube. On September 10, 2020, I recorded and posted a video in which I declared that shortly Justice Ginsburg would be gone, and that our great president, Donald Trump, would appoint a replacement which the liberal left would fear, stirring them to add more justices to the Supreme Court. 8 days later she passed away, and honestly, this one freaked me out. As a Christian, we are called to be watchmen, that's what I am. I saw what was going on, knew how God felt about it, and came to a conclusion based on that, like simple math. I've never made any predictions like that in my life, I've always felt that to be presumptuous and a little out there, you know. I have also never made any predictions except those three ever. You can check my books and all of my videos. I don't know why I made those except to say that I felt compelled. So, I guess you could say that I'm 3 for 3 with my predictions, humbly noted. I said all of that to say this, is what I see coming next as I view our actions as a nation, and realize God's perspective, and His examples in the Bible. God's view. Is 40:17 all nations before Him, God, are as nothing, and they are counted to Him less than nothing, and vanity. Great nations are nothing to God, small and insignificant. Even the ones that He created, Israel and America. We can see that plainly through history, as those great nations like the Roman Empire and others have become dust. This is where America is quickly headed. Is 55:5 Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knewest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee. God created America to showcase His awesome power, His love, and His way of life. We became known to the world and all of our enemies as one nation under God. PR 14:34 Righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach. America was constructed upon the righteous teachings of Christ and we were exalted throughout the world. Now we have become built upon sin and lies and have become a reproach unto God. God has been patient, but that time has come to an end. Is 60:12 For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish, be utterly wasted. America refuses to serve God and will soon perish, be utterly wasted. Jer 10:10-18:20 But the Lord is the true God, He is the living God, the nations shall not be able to abide His indignation. For thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will sling out the inhabitants of the land at once, and will distress them. Woe is me for my hurt. My wound is grievous, my tabernacle, nation, is spoiled, my children are gone forth from me, and they are not. Behold, the noise of the brute is come, and a great commotion, to make the cities desolate. God is brokenhearted for His nation and there is no comforting Him. His children have been perverted, believing lies and have left Him. His house, nation, is ruined. Great destruction is coming. You wanted it, America, now you've got it. Our country has been given over to deceit. Deceit has become an accepted way of life. Everything changes now, God's time of long-suffering and patience is over. We have officially renounced God as a country by our actions. Sorry, church, you've been silent too long. Time is up. It's over. We have become 50 independent states without unity, soon to be at war with each other. We have thrown off God's restraints, and with that His protection, soon to become prey to our enemies, which will be seen by China's dominion over us. We have been planting iniquity as a nation, and it is harvest time. God is not mocked, what you sow, you shall reap. We have called down upon ourselves the wrath of God. Great job, America. You did it. You showed God who the boss is. Now he's about to show you. First 5-3 For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Soon our nation will be declaring peace, safety and unity, then suddenly all hell will break loose. Get ready, because it's coming, just like a baby being born that you can't abort. Get ready. You called this upon yourselves. Jer 2:11-19 Hath a nation changed their gods, which are yet no gods? But my people have changed their glory for that which doeth not profit. Be astonished at this, O heavens, and be horribly afraid, be very desolate, saith the Lord. For my people have committed two evils, they have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, thine own wickedness shall correct thee. Know therefore and see that it is an evil thing and bitter, that thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God, and that my fear is not in thee, saith the Lord God of hosts. We have departed from God America, who was our glory, and who made us truly glorious in every way, putting honor upon us and giving us a humble confidence in who we were, one nation under God. This was America, glorying in our God and held in awe by other nations as God's nation. Now America has departed from God, we have changed our God. Now we have gods that do us no good. Our glory has been turned to shame, now we dishonor God, we disgrace ourselves, and have become enemies to ourselves. These new gods may flatter some and please some but cannot help us. Heaven is standing in amazement at the sin and folly of these apostate gods. Heaven is astonished that people should reason to do such absurd things. Christians should have a holy indignation at this affront our nation has made against its Maker. Think of the consequences. What will be the end? We should be horribly afraid to think of the wrath and curse that is coming to this nation who have thrown themselves out of God's grace and favor. This is the horror that is coming. We have committed great evils. We've become an affront to God by turning our back on Him, as if He were not worthy of our interest. We have forsaken God, the fountain of living waters, our abundant and constant supply of all comfort and relief. In God is all sufficiency of grace and strength. To forsake God is, in effect, to deny all of this. To forsake God is to refuse to acknowledge His kindness and to withhold the tribute of love and praise. Our professed enemies will prevail against us, we will be enslaved and lose our liberty. We have become contemptible as those who have made a profession of faith in our God, and now throw it off. Nothing now appears of what America once was, by our Constitution and our actions which made us both honorable and formidable. No other countries respect us or fear us, but more than that, we have provoked God to give us into the hands of our enemies, and have success over us. We have brought this upon ourselves. Our own wickedness shall correct us. It is an evil thing to forsake God. The nature of sin is to forsake God, alienation from God, and aversion to Him. Cleaving to sin is leaving God. This is the apostasy. We have no awe of God's greatness, and no fear of His power and discipline. This not only brings ruin in the hereafter, but correction and reproof now. We have certainly brought trouble upon ourselves, America, and the punishment that will inevitably follow, our sins will punish us. The punishment will so directly answer to the sins we've committed, that it will be undeniable. We have sinned against God as a nation, and this will be the result of it. The Lord's righteous judgment will punish us with our own sins. God's nature. Jer 3:12 Return, thou backsliding, America, saith the Lord, and I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful, saith the Lord, and will not keep angry forever. God is loving and merciful, that is His nature. He is also a consuming fire that will judge without mercy. God judged sin in Jesus Christ and was without mercy, so much so that Christ said, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? The brutality of Christ's crucifixion was meant for us, though God dearly loved His Son, He turned His back and allowed it to happen for our well-being. Imagine what's waiting for us who have turned our back on Christ. This is something to be concerned about. I do not believe we can stop the judgment that is coming. I felt this impressed upon me almost 2 years ago, and I chose to look at it as Nineveh, and thought that if we would repent then God's disposition would change, but after all that has happened in the last year or two, the evil that our country has become, all I see is Sodom and Gomorrah where judgment was inevitable. I believe that God's fiery judgment is coming. But who knows? God is merciful. Jer 3:14-15 Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married to you. God loves us and cares for us. We are called to purify ourselves by living godly lives, as a bride preparing for a marriage, the brides of Christ. God has been waiting for our country to turn back to Him, but we have not. We've gotten worse. We've murdered over 30 million defenseless unborn babies since Ginsburg began ruling the Supreme Court. We force churches to marry homosexuals. We teach lesbianism in kindergarten. We're deceived by a corrupt media and a lawless liberal government. We have become an ugly whore instead of a beautiful bride. Sorry, truth hurts. How do you turn something like this around? The answer is that you don't. You judge it. That's what I see coming. Jer 3:20 and 21. Surely as a wife treacherously departeth from her husband, so have you dealt treacherously with me, America, saith the Lord. You have perverted your way and have forgotten the Lord your God. You have perverted your way, America. You call evil good, and you call good evil. The time of reckoning has come. You've become treacherous with your lies, your deceit, and your evil action, without any fear of God. The time to fear God has come, and there shall be trembling in his presence. Therefore the lion is come up, the destroyer is on his way, to make the land desolate, and the cities shall be laid waste, without an inhabitant. The whole land shall be desolate, and the sky above be black, because I have spoken it, I have purposed it, and I will not repent, neither will I turn back from it. Lo, America, I will bring a nation upon you from far, saith the Lord. It is an ancient nation. Hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes, and see not, which have ears, and hear not, fear ye not me. Saith the Lord, will ye not tremble at my presence? You have a revolting and a rebellious heart. Your iniquity and sins have made you wicked, and you are full of deceit. Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this, saith the Lord? To whom shall I speak and give warning? Behold, the word of the Lord is unto you a reproach. Therefore I am full of fury, I am weary of holding in, I will pour it out. You say peace, peace, when there is no peace. You have committed abominations, and are not ashamed. Therefore I will cast you down, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, a great nation shall come against you, and have no mercy. You will wax feeble, and anguish shall take hold of you. Behold, you trust in lying words, you steal, murder, commit adultery and swear falsely, standing in a nation called by my name. You have become an abomination. In this nation, called by my name, you've become thieves. Behold, even I have seen it, saith the Lord. I will cast you out of my sight. Therefore pray not, neither lift up cry or prayer, neither make intercession to me, for I will not hear thee. You provoke me to anger, saith the Lord. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, behold, mine anger and my fury shall be poured out upon America, upon man, beast and trees, and it shall burn, and shall not be quenched. They shall be for dung upon the face of the earth, and those that survive shall desire death rather than life. You will cry unto me in that day, saying, isn't this God's country that God established? God has given us time, America, now time is up. We've broken God's heart. I believe that we will start seeing these things shortly and continuing to intensify over the next few years. Then I believe we will see mass devastation happening a few months before the next presidential election, making it futile to even vote. We will understand then what we have done. We have broken God's heart, America, nothing can heal it. Please turn to Him now while you still can. The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. For the hurt of my people I am hurt, I am black, astonishment hath taken hold on me. Is there no soothing my pain? Is there no doctor to heal me? Why will my people not recover? So, as a Christian, I understand God's viewpoint and His nature and come to this conclusion. 1. Great earthquakes are coming soon, not just in California, but everywhere. 2. Great diseases are coming, perhaps biological warfare, like this pandemic, only more deadly. 3. Tidal waves, along with stronger and more frequent ocean hurricanes. 4. People overwhelmed with fear and dread. 5. An increased activity in the universe, never before seen celestial events occurring almost daily. 6. Increase in starvation, social unrest and distress to our nation. 7. I see catastrophic destruction that can only be described as nuclear bombs exploding in our nation. Not fired by missiles as to know the perpetrator, but smuggled in by North Korea and China and detonated, leaving us unsure of who did it, or computer hackers setting off our own nukes. I see this catastrophe happening after July or August of 2024, not allowing us to have another presidential election. The Bible talks about the time of the Gentiles being fulfilled in Luke 21, and I believe that is what this is all about. Jesus came to earth, and the time of the Jews was fulfilled, the Messiah had come. The Jews rejected it and God turned to the Gentiles, that's us, America. About 2,000 years later, the Gentiles have now rejected Him. Time's up. We had our chance. We blew it. In the words of the Terminator, it's Judgment Day. We have become one nation under hell. In the words of Lone Waity, from the movie, The Outlaw Josie Wales, Get ready, Lady Liberty, hell is coming to breakfast. Burn, baby, burn, hell's an inferno.